Fuck. God, you talk too much. Oh, all right. Hey, good morning. Good Monday morning. Oh, God, is it Monday?
Yes, yeah, it's Monday. It means Monday. That another week of misery ahead.
Oh, God. No, it won't be that bad, Jeremy. You gotta be optimistic, man.
You're right.
You gotta be optimistic. Even though it was a pretty fucking shitty weekend.
Yeah, I was, so I got a screener for Mulan, and I was watching it. Well, you'll be hearing more about that throughout the week. I'll be talking about it a little bit on Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast, as well as I'll probably be writing a review for it. And in the middle of it, I got a text saying, holy shit, Chadwick Boseman died. And I was like,
yep.
What? And I looked it up, and yeah, obviously he passed away from colon cancer. And it's just weird how my mind flashed back to like a few months ago. I wrote an article. Did I write an article? I may have written an article or not. I don't remember. About how P fans were concerned about his health because of a recent picture where he looked really thin. And honestly, my mind kind of jumped to Jet Li a few years ago. Jet Li, he posted a picture, and in that picture, he looked surprisingly old. He was bald, and he looked really old.
I remember.
Yeah, I think, did we talk about it on the show?
Possibly.
Yeah, and
I remember the picture, though.
Yeah, and I think it was surprising to me, but at the same time, like, I guess some time had passed, like 6 months or so, and it was very clear that Jet Li was totally fine, and then I saw like recent pictures of him, and he looked fine. It was just like a photo that was just especially unflattering, I guess. Yeah, I thought that might have been the case with Chadwick Boseman, or maybe he was just one of those guys who got really skinny and then bulked up in between roles.
Yeah.
But in retrospect,
or maybe he was going for a role. I mean, it could have been.
He could have been like, you know, how Christian Bale gets really extreme with his stuff. But
unfortunately, it was illness. That sucks. That really, really does. Welcome to LR Mornings, everybody. Obviously today with Kyle and
Jammer.
As soon as he swallows his coffee.
Yeah. Sorry. I was like, oh fuck, he got there quick. He usually has an extra second.
Yeah, we got good audio pickup on that one.
But good.
Good job. Back off from the microphone a little bit. I'm joking. no, it really sucked because he embodied that role. He did such a great job with everything from Civil War going into Black Panther and then Infinity War. I thought he was really badass as Black Panther and Infinity War, and then coming back, you know, he's got what, two lines in Endgame, I think.
I mean, it depends on how many times you count Ebombay.
Yeah. I only count that once.
Okay.
Like, then that, like I said, he's got like two lines, and then it's like, Clint, give it to me, and then that's it. Mm-hmm. We never hear from him again, but it wasn't his movie. It was the original six plus. He did such a great job with the role, and
he embodies like the regal nature of Black Panther so well, and just the way he holds himself, and it's fucking awful. It's just really terrible.
Yeah.
And it's even crazier to look back at some of the stuff from months ago where he was talking about speaking to a kid who had cancer. Well, I don't know if it was 2 months ago, maybe 2 years ago or something, who had cancer, and how he kind of like helped, I guess, make that kid's day or life before passing, and knowing all the while that he was, you know, I believe at that stage, maybe stage three as colon cancer, and no one else knew.
Yeah.
And that's just, I could just talk about, yeah.
And us in this industry, I saw some sites get scolded for coming out with the what if questions. You know, what if they recast? What if they use a body scan? What if they kill off screen? What if, you know, the what if questions started coming in because an entertainment news site, it's an unfortunate thing, but you kind of become It's just like in the military, there's certain things that you become a little cold to because of your job. Mm-hmm. And in this, you do as well because your job is to ask those questions.
Yeah.
And so I can get how yeah, the morning after may have been a bit too soon to start doing what ifs.
Yeah, but I think it was.
It's time to start asking those what ifs, because Marvel.
I mean,
has its
I don't
plan
think it's.
And has
I don't
to go
think.
On.
I don't think it's time. I don't think we don't have any responsibility to start asking those questions. Let's be real; those questions aren't up to us. They're up to Marvel. And for all we know, they've known about this for a while. I'm not saying they are. I'm saying for all we know, they could have known about this for a while. It could have just been a part of their eventual plan. Yep. I mean, I don't know for sure, but we don't. We are under no moral obligation to start asking those questions. I want to make that perfectly clear. That being said, I do think it's important. I do think that we all thought it, you know, probably in relatively close proximity to when we heard the news about what's going to be the future for Black Panther. And, you know, people have speculated from, you know, recasting the character, you know, to going with Shuri and blah, 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 all these other, you know, there's an endless amount of ways you can go with this.
Yes.
And, you know, I think, I don't know, I feel bad talking about it, but I mean, I guess it's worth kind of just mentioning. I have a couple of thoughts, one that I want to steal from somebody that I am in complete agreement with regards to the character, because I think the character of Black Panther is more important to the Black community than probably you or I could ever imagine. And I think obviously there needs to put a lot of thought and care into what they do with him next. And anyway, so what were your thoughts on that?
Well, what you're talking about is that post that someone shared in Slack.
Yeah, that was me
the other night. Okay. Yeah. I get that totally. 100%.
Well, we may want to mention what it is before you just comment on it. So actually, I'll mention what it is.
Yeah, you go ahead.
So this is from
your thing.
Roland Martin on Facebook. Say a lot of folks are saying that Disney should not recast the toll of Black Panther in the light of the death of Chadwick Boseman. I fundamentally disagree. If you watched the movie, when King T'Challa's father died, he became king and became Black Panther. Also keep in mind that Chadwick Boseman had to fight anyone who challenged him in order to remain Black Panther. So while we're all shocked and saddened that he will not reprise the role due to his death, there should be another artist to rise up and assume the role. Richard Roundtree embodies the character Shaft, but he was happy to pass the mantle on to Samuel L. Jackson. Multiple characters have played Batman, Superman, and Spider-Man. If the Black Panther character is retired, then we rob future generations of this superhero. Lastly, Chadwick Boseman made it clear that he was not T'Challa and Black Panther. He said so to me in a text message in April. He embodied the spirit of the character, and I'm confident he would not want to see it end with him becoming an ancestor. I can't help but agree, because as sad as it is to see Chadwick Boseman go, I feel like that character has gone through too much, you know, with the sort of the usurping of the throne and his death, and then coming back and taking the throne once again, and also making meaningful strides to better the world with Wakanda's resources. It's just, it would seem like such a slap in the face to sort of kill that character off screen and then just kind of assume another character just because Chadwick Boseman isn't there. The character was around before Chadwick Boseman, and the character, that he has a lot of important things that he could still do and a lot of great people he can inspire throughout, you know, a few movies. Now, it's not to say that Shuri...
That be said.
Go ahead.
I said, and some more great things to be said.
Exactly. And I don't think that... I don't necessarily think that Shuri shouldn't take a center role, but I don't think that Black Panther should be killed off in service of that, of her taking a more prominent role.
I'm in agreement with you and Roland Martin here. Marvel's already successfully recast two people. you know, and we don't even think of
I still think of Terrence Howard, to be perfectly honest.
You do. I don't anymore. I love Don Cheadle though. I'm a big Don Cheadle fan, and Terrence Howard for me, the only thing I really knew him from was Hustle and Flow and Iron Man, which he's freaking awesome in both. But I know Don Cheadle from a lot more stuff. So that's just a personal thing for mm-hmm. me. But that's two successful recasts yep. that have lasted, and fans have been, you know, in the end, pretty much all okay. I know some people still wanted Terrence Howard, which is cool, and they might not like Cheadle as much. But for the most part, the MCU is accepted as is.
Yeah.
And I think the character of T'Challa and the role of Black Panther needs to spend a little bit more time with the same same person before T'Challa becomes, like Martin says, an ancestor. I agree, 100%.
Yeah.
It's when you think of the MCU, you think of Kevin Feige, and when you think of Feige, you think of plans. That's the guy's yeah. got a thousand of them going through his mind, and so you have to wonder, or at least I almost feel like I would know that somewhere in the back of his poor mind, Feige had this there, and I feel terrible for him because he has to do a job as well, which can seem cold hearted, which is to come up with those plans.
I think it's must be difficult to think, oh yeah. shit, we found the perfect Black Panther, and
yeah.
And now that's
he's got cancer, you know. Did Chadwick come to Kevin Feige 3 years ago?
It was 3 years ago. If he knew about it, they probably found out about it within the past, I don't know, within the year. That'd be my yeah. guess, but I don't know for sure, obviously.
And even then, like I said, poor everyone in this whole situation, and especially poor Chadwick, who his life cut viciously short at 43, and of course his loved ones, his friends and family. It sucks, man.
Yeah.
It really, really does. Usually I don't care about, I don't get all bent out of shape about people that I don't know dying. Celebrities, I'll be frank. It's celebrities and athletes. Usually I don't get too upset, but there's a few out there that they're so good people on screen as they are off screen, are good as people on the field or on the ice as they are off the ice. And every now and then, yeah, I'm biased towards hockey. Sorry. Every now and then, though, somebody will pass away that you're just like, God, that was a really good fucking person. There's a lot of really hateful, evil people like myself, mm-hmm. and I'm still here, you know. And that dude's like dealing with cancer, and he's going to cancer wards with kids to cheer them up as Black Panther. Yeah, man. Fuck 2020. Fuck reality.
Yeah, 2020 is awful. It's
fuck life. So yeah, he seemed to be one of the good ones out there.
Yeah, so. A good man. It's just God. Yeah, it sucks. I'm trying to think. I had something else I was gonna say. What was it? I am at a loss for words, not gonna lie. Yeah, this was this is also kind of reminds me of Heath Ledger, and a lot of people have talked about that because of how young he was when he passed away, and how much more he had to offer the world, and not just in acting, but
right
just,
after, you know. Yeah, right after an iconic, not genre defining, career defining role.
Yeah.
And then Ledger, gone.
Yeah.
That's a wrong sound effect.
Yeah, that was, that was a wrong sound effect, but yeah, it's,
I'm not saying that joke. No, I'm not saying. Nope.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's fine. Like I said earlier, I am a cold and terrible evil person. So I, of course, that joke I just led to someone else's death. That sound effect for, and I'm not saying that joke. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Anyways.
But yeah, it's unfortunate. That's all I could say. It's unfortunate. It's tragic. I wish that I wish his family and his loved ones all of the best. And yeah, it's.
I think there's really anything else left to say. Let Disney do Disney things with the MCU. You guys got our take the character T'Challa himself, Black Panther as is from Ian Jammer, should carry on. I like the way he Roland puts it, another artist, because there are some actors out there that rise to the level of artist other than just reading words on the screen. Tom Cruise. I'm joking.
Tom Cruise is great.
I'm trying to make light of a very, very, very.
I think I don't think you need to situation. Make. I don't think you need to make light of a bad situation. Sometimes situations are just bad.
It's just a defense.
It's his defense mechanism.
go to where I've been a couple times, and you usually end up with requiring really, really dark senses of humor to get through things. So
yeah,
but you guys let us know what you think in the comments down below. We appreciate it. Keep it nice. Remember, we're talking about a human being here who's meant a lot to a lot of people since 2016. Maybe even earlier, some of the other roles that he's played a lot of like iconic roles. I don't remember when 42 came out. I don't remember when he played. That's where he played Jackie Robinson, who helped break the race barrier in baseball. Played James Brown, and he played one other really famous historical African American, I think. And I cannot for the life of me remember the third role. There was like three iconic historical roles he played, and then of course big for Black Panther. So make sure you check out lrmonline.com every single day for all your entertainment news, needs, and opinions. Check out the YouTube channel for lots of great celebrity interviews, and of course the podcast network. Great shows like this one, Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast, hits on Fridays, and listen out for Jammer talking about Mulan. Can I know you're going to talk about it more in depth later and possibly write a review. Can you at least give us just a couple words of whether or not you liked it, disliked it, hated it?
I cannot because their embargo is not up yet.
Oh, okay, got it.
There you go. Well, it comes this Thursday.
Pay attention after Thursday then, so you guys can find out if this is something you want to spend $30 on, or wait until December when it hits Disney Plus for December, right?
Yep, December. That was just confirmed. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Jammer, where can people find you at online?
You can find me on Twitter at JamTheWriter, and all of my stuff at lrmonline.com, as well as my novels under the name AJ Serna on Audible and Amazon.
There you go. You guys can find me at that Kyle Malone. Rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman, and best of everything to your friend.
Rest in peace.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.